All this conversation we're having here is just to see what is the is there anything remotely resembling a consensus? Should the people who want to make these kind of resolutions, should they go forward with it, or is it really a hopeless case? So anyway, but it's really up to the board, whether up to the committee, whether we want to continue this discussion. Mal suggested that we postpone this. Is there an objection to postponing?
Yes.
With the understanding that there is no time between now and when these are due.
I object to postponing. Benita.
Okay.
I'm sorry, let me point out that we have 6 minutes left in this.
What I'd like to do, if there's no objection, is to take whatever people's comments are and please make them brief, so at least get a sense of where people are at with this proposal.
Bring to the stack.
Margie to the stack.
Okay, so on the point of the inheritance of terms, it's something I fully agree with. There's no way that someone who received less voter support should ever be serving. Sorry, I didn't mean serving a term. Should never be on the board for a shorter period of time than someone who received greater support. So it does require almost a constant adjustment of terms as vacancies become available. But there's no way that someone who, let's say, ranked, they're at the top of the waiting list, they should, if they inherit the first vacancy and that first vacancy has only 6 months left, there's no way that someone who's 7 on that same waiting list should later on be able to inherit 2 years of another person's term. So I agree with that. I do have concerns about a 4-year term. LSB work can be quite absorbing, and it just sucks huge amounts of your time. I don't know that, a 4-year commitment wouldn't scare away a lot of people who might be good board members. As to changing the length of time on, and I think, and someone correct me here, I think there's something about members being able to vote on the change of length of terms. If someone can check the bylaws on that as we go forward. But, I just have some concerns about that.
Okay, Margie?
I'm looking for anything that will reduce the amount of time that we spend in transition, elections and then setting up a new board and all of that. In general, I think this idea is a good idea. Obviously, I have to look at it more closely because even though I thought Benito did a great job, it's a little hard to follow, and I tried to look at it on my screen as he was talking. But in general, I like this kind of idea. I almost feel like it might not be radical enough, that we may need to do some really dramatic surgery to our bylaws in order to heal what I think is a very imperfect governance structure.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Pat. Maria Elena.
And then Maria.
And
then Benita.
With regard to...
Pat first, and then Maria Elena, and then Benito.
I'm against the portion that says that it would lessen the length of time that an LSB, a PNB rep can serve on the PNB, because I think it's very important to have experience, to have always have some very experienced PNB members, since we have new ones, and I think that's a problem. I also share Serene's concern about making it a 4-year term, but I think it's the only way we need to save money by having less frequent elections, and we might get more participation if elections are less frequent. So I think they're the good and bad features of this may cancel each other out somewhat.
Okay. Maria Elena?
First of all, the general picture of what this motion attempts to accomplish, I agree with, and that is in terms of trying to add some flexibility and bringing in fresh blood on a more regular basis. There's some parts of it that need to be worked through. However, I have a problem with the four-year PMB terms because of the fact things are changing so drastically and so quickly throughout the country. We've got entire cities such as Benton Harbor, Michigan, where a law allows their elected city council to be wiped out and substituted by an appointed financial emergency manager. I mean, we've got 37 shootings in Albuquerque.
Please, we have very limited time, focused on the bylaw.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, I believe that we should break this down into parts, to look at the parts that we all agree on, and to leave the other parts for another time. And I think one of the parts that we all agree on, I believe that we should have elections every other year, but if we can reduce the cost by turning to the technology that, you know, is out there. I'm not quite sure I understand the rotation scheme he's got here, but I do agree there should be overlapping the LSB elected members. So you do have some veterans in conjunction with new people, but we really need to add flexibility, and I think frequent elections is necessary every other year as opposed to 3 years to bring in this new blood and younger blood.
Benito.
Okay, well, I agree with what Maria Elena just was saying about, what Margie said earlier about maybe this is not radical enough, you know. But I think the general idea of reducing the number of elections, having it every other year as opposed to every 3 out of 4 years, and I also like the idea of changing it so as to not compete with or not have the elections the same year as the national government elections.
George, we're out of time.
Okay. I just want to remark that I did look up the bylaws, and Serene was correct. There is a provision in it that if we increase or extend the terms of directors and delegates, then it has to be a vote of the membership.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, let's take a straw vote on it. I'll go the opposite direction this time. Margie? Yes?
Huh. Well, this is interesting. Let me just understand what you just said. What you just said was that we can't really do this as a bylaws amendment. It has to be changed by a vote of the membership. Is that what you just told us?
That's what I just told you, yes.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to vote against
it. But I disagree, though. That's not what it says.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody, Serena, somebody, can y'all explain, or George, will somebody explain what y'all just said?
Hey, let me read what it says. So this is section,
point of order, please. Point of order, please. Lona Elias. I move that we extend the time for this, for another 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Any objection to that?
Second.
Okay, hearing none. Let me read you what it says. The members shall vote on any proposed amendment approved by the board and the delegates, even if said amendment was not proposed by member petition. If said amendment would do any of the following, first one is increase or extend the terms of directors or delegates. I know, it seems to me that that's applicable in this case. We're extending terms from 3 to 4.
Right. It's your name, please.
Yes, sir.
Point of information.
I'm sorry, what's the point of information? What's your question?
This is John Wenger, KPFK.
Yes.
isn't this an additional requirement rather than a substitution mechanism? That is to say, isn't it the case that a bylaws amendment that does these things has to be passed in a normal way by the PNB and three of the five stations, and then it goes to a vote?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Substitution. I was going to make that clear.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
George, then.
Serena had the floor. Benito, what was...
Yeah,
well, that's the point I wanted to make, because Margie asked whether or not it could be, whether or not it could be made as an amendment, and you've answered that no, it couldn't. And the fact is, it can, as was just clarified, it's simply that it takes an extra step.
Got it. Okay. Fine. Thank you.
Benito?
Yeah, I'm just going to suggest, in terms of this 12 vote, that we either vote in favor, against, or abstain on the general principle or the general concept and not worry about, you know, this provision, that provision.
The general concept being what, Benito?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess we can each view it different ways. You know, he's trying to... lessen the frequency of the elections. He's trying to change the years that that those elections occur. I don't know. I think those were his major goals. Except that.
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
May I jump in?
Yeah.
Well, let me guess if anybody who hasn't spoken yet would like to speak on this.
I haven't spoken yet.
And who's that also all want to speak? Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, so in addition to what Benito just added, I just want to add that it would also it would also save us some money as well by staggering the elections like this.
Okay. Anybody else who hasn't spoken?
Yeah, John Winger.
John, go ahead.
I agree with those who said that it's better to have more terms on the PNB than fewer. Currently, and I would point out, too, that some of these amendments are independent of each other. So with regard to the PNB one, I think that's Article 5. Article 5 could be passed with or without the rest of these. It says that currently it says director's terms. Currently it's a director may serve no more than five, and he's changing it to three. Why not just leave it five? And then the second one, when there's an issue about the time after when you get off of the board, the national board, how long you have to stay off. So I would call people's attention to Article 5. It could be voted with or without the other amendments. And so I think we ought to consider doing that to basically take advantage of the granularity of the bylaws. I'm in favor of some of these. I think that the PNB, we need to have experienced people on the PNB. You need more experience in the PNB than on the LSB, and probably, arguably, more experience on an LSB than as just a listener or a staff person. I'm done.
We're out of time.
Okay. So, make a straw vote. What you're voting on is really, I think, pretty much what Benito said, but you can all interpret what you mean by the general sense of this thing. I'll begin.
Before we vote, please?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
I'd like to do two things. I'd like to extend for another 5 minutes. I also think we really need to go back to what Maria Elena suggested, which is that there are several important components, which is, Wenger may not have heard that, but it's pretty much what it seems to me he was suggesting. And let's look at the major components and see where people are on those.
So you want to divide the questions?
I'm sorry?
You want to divide the questions, basically.
Yeah, frequency of elections versus length of LSC terms and length of PNB terms. And when we're talking about the length of the terms, we can also include the interval, between your maximum service.
Okay, well, sure, we need to extend time. Is any objection to extending time? Okay, we don't want to do that. Okay.
Yeah, well, I just want to say, normally I'd be the first one to propose that we extend time. But it's 10:03, and we've taken 2 hours, we've taken an hour to just get through the first two. And so if we keep adding more time, we're not going to get to the other three, is my fear.
No, actually, can I say, I only meant that we weren't going to be able to vote instantly if we were breaking it up into three. Not extending for discussion. We know what the primary issues are.
Okay.
I just think it'll take us 5 minutes to finish. Okay. And we actually didn't even get to voting until 9:35 on anything.
Okay, that's fine. So I'll retract my objection.
Okay, is there any other objection? So hearing none then. Let's see. I'm going to suggest breakups. And
objection to what? Are there any objections to what?
I'm sorry. To extending time for 5 minutes so we can take a vote on breaking up the motion in front of us into component parts, essentially dividing the question and voting on the pieces separately. That was the question. Okay, so hearing none, clearly the first thing was having elections every other year instead of 2 out of 3 years and staggering them so they're not in election years. Anyone disagree that that's a major component part? Anyone want to add anything to that? Okay, so let's take a straw vote on that.
Objections, go immediately.
Any objections to that? Excellent. Okay.
Wait. Please repeat it. I'm sorry.
So one piece of this clearly was we have elections every other year, and that they be an odd number of years, so they're not in national election years.
Right.
So they don't conflict with that. So that was one piece. Is there any objection to that piece?
Yeah, I want to abstain because I just think this whole thing has not worked out well.
Okay, I have to
abstain. I can't say, yeah, this is, you know, I don't think you can break it apart. So.
Okay. Thank you, Ben, for abstaining. I said thank you for abstaining. The next item had to do with staggering the terms differently.
Should I have voted no? I mean, if one person abstains, I think you have to take a vote.
No.
Yes.
We are taking a vote.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
Okay, we agreed there would be no discussion, so no one needs to explain their vote. Just vote and let's move on.
Yes. Okay. So the next piece of it, was that no one who, the next piece of it was changing the length of terms on the LSBs, from 3 years to 4 years. Are there anybody want to add anything to that piece that seems to go with it? No. Okay. Is there any objection to that?
I object.
Okay. So let's just take a straw vote on that. So this is just a question of making the terms 4 years instead of three. A yes is 4 years. A no is keeping it three. Margie?
Hi, I'm going to vote yes on this, okay? Thank you.
Okay. John, Langer.
I'm going to vote no on this. I saw something I don't like.
Okay. Manisha? Serene?
Serene abstain.
Okay. Lawrence?
Yes, I support this.
I'm going to pass for the moment. Andrea? Tony Norman, Pat Logan,
yes.
Jim Kraft, Tim Kaufman,
no.
William Hiraden?
Abstain.
Mary Louise Fuentes Roman?
No.
Could
you call Pat? Could you come back to me, please?
Benito?
Yes.
Diana?
Did you say my name?
Yes.
Yes.
Mel? Mel Bernstein? Mel, are you there? Laura?
I think I'm going to have to abstain. I don't have enough information to make an informed decision.
Okay. And Vanessa, I think you passed, is that right?
Yes.
You're voting yes, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to vote yes, too. Okay, so that was seven yes.
You did not call my name, Maria Elena. You did.
Oh, I'm sorry, Maria Elena.
I vote no.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's between Benito and Adriana. Yes. Okay, so it's 7-4, 4 against, and 3 abstentions. Okay, the next piece had to do with...
Well, can you do that again, George? 7-4...
7-4, 4 against it, and 3 abstentions.
I thought there were 3 now.
Well, Maria Elena at the end added another no.
Maria Elena, Tim Kaufman, who else voted no?
John Wanger.
Just say your name if you... Jose Luis voted no, and who else?
Right.
Okay, I didn't hear his vote. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So the other was that people who were, because of the vacancy, moved up into a short term, would be moved into a longer term before somebody else who was further down on the list was moved onto the board, and they would get the shorter term. Was there another piece that you'd like to add to that? Okay. Hearing none, is there any objection to that?
George, I'm so sorry. Please say it again.
That someone who had been... on the board to fill a vacancy, but it was a short-term the vacancy, would be moved forward into a, if another vacancy opened up which had a longer term, and the vacancy left by them moving up would be taken by the person who was coming from further down the list, the idea being that people further down the list got the shorter terms. So, is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none.
Oh, wait a minute. Adriana?
Sorry? Is there an objection to that?
Adriana can go first.
No, I'm sorry. This is Kim. Yes, I object.
Okay.
I'm confused whether I'm on mute or not mute, so if you
okay.
can hear me.
You object, that's fine. Are there any other objections to it?
Yeah, I object to.
Okay, we'll take a vote.
Adriana, please.
So, we'll start at the top this time. Lorna, a yes is you don't want that to happen.
No.
Wait, what?
A yes is that we want to
yes,
the people move up, right?
You're right. A no vote is you don't want people to be moved up to longer terms ahead of people who are further down on the list. Okay, so a yes vote supports the amendment. Lorna?
I'm getting confused with your new instructions. Yes means we support the amendment.
That's correct.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Lorna?
Yes.
Mal? Adriana? Adriana? I'll come back. Maria Elena?
I'm sorry.
Yes, no. How do you vote? Adriana? When you said yes, sorry, you were actually on the air. Okay, I'll come back. Maria Elena? Maria Elena, how do you vote?
I have to abstain, I don't fully understand what the ramifications might be. I changed my vote. Yes, I'm in favor of it. Yes.
Okay, so that's a yes. Benito?
Yes.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Jose Luis?
No.
William?
Abstain.
Tim?
No.
Jim? Pat Logan?
Yes.
Tony Norman, Andrea Pritchett, I vote yes. Lawrence?
Yes.
Serene?
Yes.
Manisha? John?
Yes.
And Margie?
Yes.
Okay, so I get 10 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. Oh, I'm sorry, Marlena, I'm sorry, Adriana, I never got your vote. How do you vote? Adriana?
I think she earlier had said
someone got dropped.
Okay. Well, we'll just go on. This is a straw vote. It's 10 to 2. 10 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. Did I leave any pieces of this out?
Yeah, the board. I mean, the PMB part.
Say what that is, Benito.
Okay, let me see. To the extent that I understand it. You change the term of the directors from 5 to 3 consecutive 1-year terms. And instead of the director being eligible after 1 year off the PMB, they'd have to wait 2 years before coming back on.
Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's. Is there anybody for it?
Yes.
Okay, we'll take the vote. Let's see, I'll start at the bottom. So a yes vote supports the amendment, a no vote doesn't. Margie?
I call the question. I would like a rereading of the motion.
Yeah.
Benito, would you?
Can I summarize it instead?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Serene.
It basically says that instead of someone being able to serve 5 1-year terms on the national board consecutively, you can now only serve 3 1-year terms. And instead of there needing to be a 1-year gap between your 5-year max, there now must be a 2-year gap between your 5-year max.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
I do not understand the 1-year term situation. That would be only in the case of filling in for an unexpired term.
No, just regular.
No, this is on the PMB, because remember, this is an annual election. So people are sent to the PMB each year. And you can be sent for 5 years in a row at this point. But it would be reduced to 3 consecutive terms.
Okay. These are the delegates from the LSBs to the PMB.
Right, these are the national board.
Okay.
Okay. Margie?
I'm going to vote yes.
Okay. John?
No.
Manager? Serene? Serene?
Horn.
Sorry, which way do you vote?
I pass.
Okay. Lawrence?
Sorry, Lawrence? I pass.
Okay. I'll pass too. Let's see. Andrea, Tony, Pat Logan?
No.
Tim Kaufman? Jim? How do you vote? If somebody's got an active conversation going on, if that's you, please put pound pound one. Kim, I'll come back. William? William? Jose Luis?
No.
Vanessa?
Pass.
Benito?
No.
Maria Elena?
Yes.
Adriana?
No.
Mal? Chuck Anderson? Lena Elias?
No.
Let's see. Serene, you passed. How do you vote?
Serene votes no.
Lawrence, you passed. How do you vote?
I vote no.
I passed. I abstain. Have I missed anybody?
Vanessa passed, and I vote no.
Okay. Okay, so it's 9-0, 2-4, and 1 abstention. So, okay.
Say it again, George, please.
9-0, 2-4, and 1 abstention.
Okay.
Okay, the next item is, and how much time are we? Yeah. We have 10 minutes. 20.
We have 10 minutes, yeah.
Right. Is, was the one to change quorum. I believe that was Lydia's. Would anyone like to sort of explain, read it for me?
This sent to the group, and would be so helpful to read it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have it read by somebody, but I haven't got it up
visually to actually see it.
I think I can read it.
I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, the election extensions granted to stations which failed to meet the 10% quorum requirement has proved to be costly to those stations and the network. Such extensions require extended payments to the local and national election supervisors as well as to the ballot counting firms. Therefore, six directors of the board proposed the following amendments. The proposed amended language changes the existing 10% to the proposed 5% for the listed sponsor members and the existing 1/4 to the proposed 20% of those staff members entitled to vote on the matter. And in the last sentence regarding a quorum for any action requiring the requiring the approval of members of each class from the existing 10% to the proposed 5%. Does that make sense? Essentially, it's just basically saying to change the election requirement from a 10% minimum to a 5% minimum in terms of the listener member election. And let me see, it's from change it from 1/4 of the programmers to 20% of the programmers. So I guess from 25% to 20%.
Right.
Maria Elena on the stack for discussion.
Okay, Maria, you're first.
Lona Elias on the stack, please.
And Lona?
Hey,
okay, first of all, I understand the paralysis that can ensue from having only 5% of the paying members take part in the election as opposed to 10%. But still, there are other ways to increase the responsiveness of the electorate other than reducing the threshold. And so I am very concerned that we're cutting corners to the point where essentially instead of looking at other ways to increase the electorate's participation in the election. We're just looking for the quick, cheap way out. And that reduces the democratic participation of the overall electorate, period. And not only that, it reduces the reason and for looking for these other ways in which to involve the electorate. And that would include, you know, defining more clearly the responsibilities of paid management with regard to promoting the elections. So that's why I'm against this amendment.
Okay, Lorna.
Hold on. Okay, I thought I was muted. Whew. I'm sorry, I lost my complete train of thought. I'm not sure that I understand. Could you please explain it to me again? I swear to God, I just completely lost.
Okay. So, 10% of the listener members.
Right, got it. Thank you. I appreciate what the person who just spoke, please forgive me, I did not hear your name.
Maria.
I'm for the amendment, I believe I am, because I believe that because of the burden that's put on, and because network-wide, it's a systemic problem, and not just in certain pockets, but there has been a loss of audience share, and whereas I agree that there are things that need to be put in place so that we are actively engaged in increasing that, in the meantime, the elections are putting such a burden on the network overall that there's a necessity for radical action.
Pat.
I would say. And Pat. I would suggest that in terms of I'm against the changing it for the programmer or staff position because the number of staff hasn't decreased. I'm saying the reason that we have such a not able to make our numbers for the listener is because we've lost audience. Some of us have towers and we're not reaching as many people because of structural things. And I know that's true of WPSW. I believe it's also true of KPST, if I'm not mistaken. And so that's why we need to make this remedy here, and that's why I support that. I don't support it for the staff position because the staff position has not been reduced and there's no need, I think, for remedy. And I would hope that we could separate those two things out and not take it as one parcel. Thank you.
I'm vehemently against this amendment. I think we put the elections in place so we could have representation and we could have democracy. And this makes a mockery of all the things we strove for when we put elections in place. I agree with everything that Maria Elena said. And the idea that we need to do this because there is less listenership doesn't make any sense, because if there's less listenership, less ballots will be sent out. And so you're still getting the same proportion of the current listenership. That argument doesn't make sense.
Anyone else want to speak to this? Who hasn't yet?
Benito.
Benito.
I agree with Pat and Maria Elena. You know, this reduces democracy. You know, if we can't, I agree with what Maria Elena said, by the way. We need to put some fire under management's butt, in order to use another word I'd prefer to use. But nevertheless, you know, we need to find ways to increase listener participation. If we can't do that, we don't deserve to be elected.
John Wenger to the queue.
Hey, John.
It occurs to me that the quorum problem would have been easier if if we didn't have our elections time to coincide with you know, big government elections, particularly the race for the presidency, governors, congresspeople, et cetera, et cetera. We've already supported an amendment to fix that part of it. The second thing is that we have an artificial limitation on the term for the election. If the election didn't expire in, I think it was in January, even after it was extended, if we just ran that election, we extend fundraise forever, let's extend the election forever, and especially if it's not during a time when we're having governmental, United States governmental, state governmental elections. There are alternative ways to solve this problem, and the problem will, number one, be eased by not having the conflict and the confusion with, and just people suffering election burnout because they're dealing with everything from, you know, the president down to your dog catcher. We're electing in an odd time, so we won't have that problem. Secondly, if we don't run out of time, we can just keep beating the listeners on the air until they vote and get the 10%. So there's two aspects to this, and I guess I'd like to see these things tried before we drop the quorum from 10% to 5% for the listeners. The staff, I don't think it matters too much because that doesn't affect the listenership and therefore doesn't affect the ratings and the people coming in with premiums, et cetera, et cetera. So the management ought to be able to get to the staff. I mean, that's a solvable problem, and I don't really think that quorum should be reduced for that reason because it doesn't impact the station as a whole and the survival as a whole and the fundraising as a whole. So I'm done.
Elias is back.
What else want to see?
Point of information.
Yeah, good, Lance. What's the question?
Can you tell me what we're on right now because I had to get off the call real quick.
We're talking about whether or not to lower quorum on both the listeners from 10% to 5% and on the staff from 25% to 20%.
Okay, thank you.
This is Kim.
Hey, Kim.
I would say I agree with Benito. I mean, this should be an opportunity to reach out to our listeners. And if we can't do that, then there's clearly no point in having an election, number one. And number two, the reason the staff election at KPFK failed last time was simply because the general manager did not have a adequate, corrected staff list, period. I've seen the list even after he made corrections, and it was still not correct. I mean, that is a stunning failure that will not be remedied by lowering the quorum.
Anyone else want to speak to this? Margie, how are we doing on time?
We're out of time, George. We're a minute past adjournment.
Okay, so let's take the straw vote on this, and then we'll adjourn. It's clear there are objections to this.
Wow. Somebody messing with the radio or something.
No, I was a call coming in on my cell phone. Let me just quickly take the roll. A yes vote means you support lowering the quorum. A no vote, not. Laura?
Did you say Lawrence?
No.
No. Anderson, Mal, Bernstein, Adriana?
No!
Marlena?
No.
Nico?
No.
Vanessa?
No.
Jose Luis?
No.
William, you there? Kim?
No.
Jim Crafter, Pat Logan?
No.
Tony, Andrea? I don't know. Lawrence?
Yes.
Serene? Serene, you there? Manager Saba, John?
No.
Margie?
No.
Okay. So it's 11-1 against. Okay, so I think actually there wasn't some fair consensi here over these old things. We're out of time. We have two more to consider. Unless I hear a motion to extend time, we're gonna adjourn.
Benito, I'd like to.
I'm point of order.
Extend half hour.
Okay, so
point of order.
Yeah. Point of order.
Maybe it's a point of information. My understanding, if that's what's happened at another meeting, that any motion to extend the time must be before the time itself has expired. Other than that, it's out of order.
I think that's actually correct.
I know it is.
Okay, so unless someone wants to challenge my ruling of the chair, yes?
We actually, once we started discussing the content, made some pretty good progress. So maybe people will be encouraged. I understand they don't want to stay up late, but do they want to schedule another meeting of this?
We're also out of time for that. It really is if the time runs out.
That would seem to be a different spirits of the problem. I understand that technically, our hands are tied by Robert's Rules of Order, and we're slaves to that. But I think that if there's not a whole lot of objection, and people want to keep on doing work and accomplishing things,
let me just ask people: is there any objection to scheduling another meeting to consider the two that we didn't get to, in which case I'll put in also the two I was wanted to do, would have done if my computer was working. So is there any objection?
There's an objection to the casual use of the word slave.
I'll try to find a better word for that. I'll look for a better word.
What's in front of us is so we can set another meeting in order to continue the discussion on the rest of these items.
George, I have a point of information.
I'm sorry?
I have a point of information, George.
Okay, there was an objection, so we're not going to do that. What's your point of information?
Well, since all of these items were already on the business agenda, we should be able to complete them and not have to be subjected to the standing rule, because they were on the business agenda.
It's foolish. You have to have them actually moved on the floor and discussing them before it's necessory to come to a vote on them.
This is Kim.
Just quickly, Benito.
Kim.
Point of information.
And I guess I have a point of order.
Yes, okay.
Time is out. We've adjourned. Setting a new meeting wasn't even on the agenda, so...
You've already put that aside. That's not. There's nothing happening now other than adjourning.
George,
people want to make, but that's where we're at in terms of process. So Benito, go ahead.
Okay, we had five motions on the agenda.
Yes.
So even though we didn't get to two of them, aren't they already?
No, that was Lawrence's question. That really.
Oh, okay. I see. All right.
Let's just adjourn.
I have a question. Maria Elena, may I
ask
a question?
Yes.
It's my understanding that the next agreed-upon meeting still comes before May 26th. Is that correct, or is that incorrect?
Actually, I think it's... I'm not sure. I think it's maybe a day before the motions are due. It's actually the day after the motions are due. It's June 3rd.
Okay.
We've been meeting the first Tuesday of every month.
Let me just ask, Benito, please, thank
you. Yeah, Benito.
Since this is a straw poll, it's only informal. Is there, I don't understand, is there a problem with having an informal discussion that would, at the very least, at least sort of inform a further later conversation after June 3rd by the various LSBs and the PMB. I mean, it's just an informal discussion.
You know, I'm willing to stay on the line and continue chairing an informal discussion for anybody who wants to stay on. We can do that. There's not a problem. But anybody who wants to leave, the meeting is officially adjourned.